Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhari. Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhari. Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vangachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Pravachakacharya Siddhartha Sattva Sri Sri Madhivan Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Vem to go, she Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda, she had way to get her Shiva, Sri Gora Bhakta Vindaki. She Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham, Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki. She Vrindavan Dham Ki. She Mayapur Navadweep Dham Ki. Ganga Mai Ki. Jamuna Mai Ki. Bhakti Devi Ki. Mati Tulsi Devi Ki. She Jagannath Puri Dham Ki. All glories to some of the Bodhis. All glory to the symbol of Bodhis. All glory to the symbol of Bodhis. All glory, all glory, Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glory to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, Text 26. Yo yam kalastasya te vyakta bando. Chaistam mahus chaista te yena vishwam. Ime sharir vat saranto mahim yams. Tam tve shanam chema dama papadye. Yoyam kalastasya te vyakta bando. Chaistam mahus chaistate yena vishvam. Nime sharir vat sharanto mahim yams. Antam tveshanam chema dham apapadye. Yo yam kalastasya te yakta vando. Sarantho Mahiyam. Yah,
Yah.
That which,
that which.
I am.
This.
Kala,
Kala.
Time.
Time,
minutes, hours, and seconds.
Minutes, hours, seconds.
Tasya,
Tasya.
Of him. Te,
of you.
Avyaktabandho,
Avyaktabandho.
O my Lord.
You are the inaugurator of the
unmanifested.
The original
Mahatattva
or Prakriti.
Chastam,
attempt or
pastimes.
Ahu,
it is said.
Chastate,
works.
Yena,
by which.
Vishwam,
the entire creation.
Nimesha
Adi,
beginning with the minute parts of
time.
Vatsara
Anta,
up to the limit of a year.
Mahiyan,
powerful.
Tam,
unto your lordship.
Twa-ishanam,
unto you, the Supreme
Controller.
Shema-dama,
the reservoir of all
auspiciousness.
Prapadye,
I offer full
surrender.
Translation
and purport by His Divine
Grace, A.C.
Bhaktivedanta Swami
Srila Prabhupada.
O inaugurator
of the material
energy, this wonderful
creation works
under the control of
powerful time,
which is divided
into seconds,
minutes, hours,
and years.
This element
of time, which
extends for many
millions of years,
is but another
form
of Lord Vishnu.
For your
pastimes,
you act as the
controller of
time,
but you are the
reservoir of all
good fortune.
Let me
offer my full
surrender unto
your lordship.
Purport.
As stated in the
Brahma Samhita
552,
Yachakshur
eva
savita
sakala
grahanam
raja
samasta
sura
mutir
ashesha teja
yasyagaya
brahmati
sambrita
kala chakro
govindamari
purusham
tamaham
bhajami.
The
sun
is the king
of all planetary
systems
and has
unlimited
potency in
heat and light.
I worship
Govinda, the
primeval Lord,
the Supreme
Personality of
Godhead,
under whose
control even the
sun,
which
is considered to be
the eye of the
Lord,
rotates
within the
fixed orbit
of eternal
time.
Although
we see the
cosmic
manifestation
as gigantic
and wonderful,
it is within the
limits of
Kala,
the time
factor.
This
time factor
is also controlled
by the Supreme Personality
of Godhead,
as is confirmed
in the Bhagavad Gita,
Maya
Dakshena
Prakriti
Suyate
Sacharacharam.
Prakriti,
the cosmic
manifestation,
is under the
control of time.
Indeed,
everything is
under the control of
time,
and time
is controlled
by the Supreme Personality
of Godhead.
Therefore,
time has no
fear.
Therefore,
the Supreme Lord
has no fear
of the onslaughts
of time. Time is estimated according to the movements of the sun, Savita. Every minute, every second, every day, every night, every month, and every year of time can be calculated according to the sun's movements. But the sun is not independent, for it is under the under time's control. Brahmati Samrita Kala Chakra. The sun moves within the Kala Chakra, the orbit of time. The sun is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, time has no fear. The Lord is addressed here as Avyakta Bandhu, or the inaugurator of the movements of the entire cosmic manifestation. Sometimes, the cosmic manifestation is compared to a potter's wheel. When a potter's wheel is spinning, who has set it in motion? It is the potter, of course, although sometimes we can see only the motion of the wheel and cannot see the potter himself. Therefore, the Lord, who is behind the motion of the cosmos, is called Avyakta Bandhu. Everything is within the limit of time, but time moves under the direction of the Lord, who is therefore not within time's limit. Om Agana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur and Militam Yena Tasmaye Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Darati Svapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Setam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shri Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dapta Kanchana Gorange, Radhe Vrindavaneshwe, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami, Arepye, Vanchakalpa Truvescha, Kripa Sinduvye Bacha, Patitanam Pavane, Vyo Vaishne, Vanamo Namaha, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nichananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sari Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this verse, the creator or inaugurator of the material energy is identified as Krishna. The same Krishna who is appearing here from the womb of Mother Devaki. And creation itself is controlled by the time factor, which is further identified as being another form of Lord Vishnu. So this time, it is something that is studied in the material world in many different ways. The scientists study it in one way. The businessmen and entrepreneurs, they study it in a different way. But all of us are affected and are aware of time because time is controlling our very existence in this body. So the scientists, they like to minutely divide up the time into smaller and smaller divisions and see how it is related to the material energy, thinking that material energy is all that there is. But they cannot understand that their time itself is being controlled, is being directed. And it is directly Krishna himself. So they cannot understand this because their eyesight is so much focused on the material energy. They cannot see beyond that. And in this verse, there's a further description or reference here that Krishna He is controlling time for the purpose of his own pastimes. These pastimes are identified in different ways. They can be identified as pastimes for creation, maintenance, and destruction of this material universe. So in that way, time is a pastime of the Lord. But if we look in another sense, in the spiritual sense of Krishna's presence, Krishna is also a controller of time, and he is arranging it for his own pleasure, for his own purposes. And in this way, Krishna also remains independent of time. It is not affecting him, although it is affecting all of us. And one may also wonder that what does this control of time have to do with being, at least I did, when I looked at it, I said, what does it do? It have to be in the reservoir of good fortune. It's identified as the controller of time, but he is the reservoir of all good fortune. So what is this good fortune? This good fortune is that Krishna is actually, by the manipulation of time, by his activities in the material universe, he's trying to bring about the rectification of the living entity and thus bring them good fortune. He is arranging the affairs of the material universe to bring the living entity back to his senses so that he wants to leave this world of dualities, of past, present, future, and go to that eternal life in Krishna's own personal abode. That place is distinctly different because their time doesn't exist in the same way, and therefore there is the absence of all this deterioration that we see, all these changes that cause so much difficulty and pain and suffering. Especially we notice within our own bodies how time is affecting us. Our bodies deteriorate over time. There is no avoiding it. You cannot say, I will not participate in this paradigm. You're forced to. These bodies must grow old and they must die, as in everything in this material world must change and deteriorate over time. So this is Krishna's supreme dominion, his supreme control. And this control is enacted in different dimensions. It's enacted on the different physical levels, from the atomic dissolution to the universal dissolution. Each body, time is acting differently. Each living entity has its own span of life, span of time in which his body is allowed to exist. So it is acting in a very particular way on each individual, each embodied individual. So in this way, it is an element, it's an unchangeable, can't be manipulated by any material scientist, but it is an instrument of the Lord, something that he uses. It's quite actually remarkable, because although the scientists, they try to study the effects of time and the effects within time on the material energy, they themselves are being affected by time. They themselves are having their own life stole away by the same time factor. So what they are endeavoring to study is actually controlling them, and it is removing their lifespan step by step, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, year by year. So as was mentioned yesterday, is the time factor that is the cause of material creation of this universe. And again, the time factor, which is the cause of the destruction of the material universe. This activity of constant changing of and manipulation of material elements by these cycles of time, this is all under Krishna's control. And as we know that in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that famous verse, which is quoted by very powerful scientists. I think when they saw the atomic bomb, they quoted, "Time I am, the destroyer of all the worlds." They could recognize the power of the atomic bomb, that Krishna was that power which can destroy everything. So that power is undeniable. That power is, although they can manipulate, they can bring destruction, still that power is ultimately Krishna's. But a devotee who knows Krishna and knows that this time factor is a representation of Krishna is not afraid of this time. The whole civilization, in fact, all living entities are afraid of this time factor. It is a representation, it is the cause of fear, because everyone knows that I have my limited amount of time in this body. And with every breath, that amount of time is being reduced step by step. So whatever that living entity feels he has right now, whatever he's enjoying, is being drained away second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, until this existence, which is experiencing now, which he is hopeful is going to bring him happiness, will be terminated, will be finished. And for one who doesn't understand the existence of the soul and the eternality of the soul, there is this fear that that is the it, that is the end of all my existence. So at that point, I will cease to be able to enjoy, I will cease to exist. My identity will be obliterated. So this is a great cause of fear for the living entity. There's constant fear, but the devotee is not afraid of this time factor. So we may take a look at our own hearts and see, is that fear present? Because it is not unusual, due to our conditioned nature, that we continue to have fear of time. Srila Prabhupada gave a special example to us on how he dealt with time, and how he lived his life within time. We can see at the age of 70 years old, when most people are beginning to face the inevitable reduction and destruction of this body, Srila Prabhupada embarked on the greatest spiritual mission, to come to the Western world and begin preaching Krishna consciousness. And he did, in the short space of about 11 years, what most people can't do in a lifetime. He was able to establish this Krishna consciousness movement worldwide, create so many devotees, so many temples, leave a legacy of so much knowledge and instruction on how to execute Krishna consciousness in the form of his books, his writings, his speakings. He's left so much so the world can be uplifted, so the world can get free from this fear, the control of time. So in this way, time acts differently on the devotee. As one becomes a devotee, the effects of time change. This may seem like a little unusual, but it actually is factually experienced. Whereas in the material world, everyone is controlled by time, and time is marching them towards some inevitable destruction. some inevitable termination of their plans for happiness and enjoyment. For a devotee, his time is different. A non-devotee, his time is contracted as he tries to enjoy. Because it seems to him, he experiences his enjoyment is not sufficient. It is never enough. So time is contracting for him. And when he is in pain and suffering and in difficulty, time seems to expand. That his suffering seems to extend longer and longer. I know a few weeks ago I had to visit a dentist, and I don't know, maybe all of you have had that experience, that when you're in the dentist chair and he's drilling away, it is not one of the more pleasant moments of life, and it seems to go on a very long time. But in reality, it's just a few moments. I was actually noticing that we pay an exorbitant amount of money to a dentist for a very few minutes of work. His expertise is such that in a matter of a few minutes, he can earn hundreds of dollars. But for us, that same few minutes is totally different. It is a moment of difficulty and perhaps suffering and anxiety. And it seems to be way too long. And so we try to avoid it by getting painkillers and other ways of reducing our awareness of time. But for a devotee, there's another factor. That is, as he is serving Krishna, and that service is his goal in life, his time seems to expand. As he becomes more and more focused and expert and absorbed in service, it seems that he's able to add more service in what was a fixed amount of time, whether it's an hour, a day, or a week. He's able to add more and more service. And as he advances more, somehow his capacity seems to expand. I know I was thinking of His Grace Thich Nhat Hanh Prabhu and how he's taken on more and more service here on behalf of the GBC. I thought his schedule was already quite full. But now it seems to going to be expanded even more. And this is the case with many devotees. They take on different services, and yet their time seems to expand, as Srila Prabhupada demonstrated, how he translated so many books. He preached and traveled the world so many times, and he opened so many temples in such a short span of time. So effective was his use of time. And on the other side, time seems to contract as far as material events for a devotee. The passage of this life seems to go somewhat quickly as he's preparing to go back to Godhead. The hours, minutes, years seem to somehow disappear very quickly as he's absorbed in service. So Janaka Pandit has given some advice that we should use as a guideline. He said that even the slightest fraction of time cannot be purchased with millions of dollars. And therefore, even a moment of time lost without profit must be calculated to be the greatest loss in life. Modern civilization is turned upside down because people now look for ways to waste time. So many computer games and so many inventions like television, movies, and everything, ways to waste time. You see, like on an airplane, people are very eager to watch the movies, the videos, because they want that time while they're traveling to pass quickly. So they figure out ways to waste that time, use it uselessly, unproductively. But Janaka Pandit cautions us that we should be very careful with every moment, because it is the most valuable thing. And how is that? Because this is what we have to serve Krishna, our time. We have the times in our day, the time in our life, to offer Krishna our service. And by doing so, we become purified. By doing so, we become elevated and closer to coming back home, back to Godhead. We establish that eternal relationship with Krishna as his servant. So, devotee is always very cautious and aware of time. And the more we are aware of time, the more we can come absorbed in Krishna consciousness. This is actually one of the symptoms mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, that a devotee does not like to waste time not serving Krishna. As one advances, that is one of the symptoms of his life. He doesn't waste time. So this time factor is all around us. It's constantly affecting us, day by day, moment by moment. It's so powerful. You know, if you contemplate how it's affecting us, it is even more recognizable, perhaps, than the powers within Krishna's presence within material creation, because the time is moving us almost unseen. At the same time, we can see it if we wish to, through our lives, through our day. And that is Krishna. But the non-devotees, for them, it is like this example. We have this mother, Astasaki. She has her pottery shop here. And in the pottery shop, she has a pottery wheel. And she makes this wheel spin by whatever that arrangement is. And as it's moving around, one may just see, oh, she's sitting there, it's going around and around. How is that happening? It's automatic. But so those who have incorrect vision cannot see the control of the person who is the potter, making the time, making the universe move, making the pot spin. But those whose eyes are opened with right knowledge, spiritual knowledge, they know, they can see that there is a person behind this movement of the potter's wheel. And the same way, they can see that there's a person behind this time, which is so much affecting us. So these kind of meditations are very helpful, because it increases our awareness of Krishna's presence within our lives, within the universe, and as he's affecting us moment by moment, as he's interacting with us. For a devotee, time becomes like a script of a drama, where he moves from different scenes, one to another, as written by an original director. And so he is moved like this by Krishna through different services and activities throughout his life. And at the end of life, he knows that Krishna is now moving me to a new location. So he's not afraid. He is very comfortable being in the hands of someone who is his very dear friend, with whom he has a very close personal relationship. So he's not afraid of that ultimate moment of time, which is called death. But for one who doesn't know the Supreme Lord, that time is quite fearful. It seems to be the destroyer of one's plans and pleasures. And therefore, it is the greatest, most fearful moment. So this is some of the insights, understandings I gathered from reading and studying this verse. I hope some others have been able to gather something from our discussion and readings today, please ask any questions or offer any comments at this time. Anyone would like to put forward anything? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I was just thinking about how you were saying how for a devotee, excuse me, for a non-devotee, when time is, I think the word you used was decompressed or
contracted.
And how a painful moment or something like that seems so long. And I was thinking how for a very elevated devotee, it's kind of true, but in a different sense, just like, O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. So how suffering is there, but in a different sense because it's spiritualized. So therefore, even that suffering in relationship to Krishna exists on a spiritual platform, but it's different, just like gold and iron are different, but how it still exists.
That apparent suffering is actually a sign and an interaction of very, very deep love. And as much as it seems to bring pain when they say a moment seems like thousands of years, it's because the object of their love seems distant from them. But it's also explained that without that separation, the actual meeting, which seems to be the highest, doesn't have the same flavor, the same sweetness. So therefore, it is two sides of the same thing, the meeting and the separation. The separation, Krishna explains to the gopis, is also an experience. They were experiencing Krishna very deeply. In fact, he seemed to recommend that was preferred, to have that feeling of separation. Because one can feel much more deep connection with Krishna in that separation. So a devotee, although there appears to be suffering, is actually experiencing a very high spiritual experience by that separation. And as much as it seems painful, it's so deep that it seems to expand and overwhelm one. Any other questions or comments from Govinda Prabhu?
So Gopal explains this rural bhav, what this devotee is asking. When somebody come to the stage of rural mahabhav, he will experience this. But as you have explained very nicely, that this is another form of ecstasy manifest in apparently to this mundane world as a suffering. So Jiva Goswami Pad, he comments that originally when Krishna is a time, is adhyatmika kala. Adhyatmika kala means originally Krishna is in the form of time. Now there is 8 prayers. Today we are on 3rd prayers, 8 prayers by Mother Devaki. And each one has a form. First one is a Brahman Paramatma Bhagavan Ishwar form. And yesterday was Sheshanaga form. Today is a Kalarupa form. And then next come Mittu form. Like this, there's 8 form of the Bhagavan. So he says, Jiva Goswami Pad says that Adhatma Kala form, where like time has no begin, no end, like you can say Durvasa Muni, when he went to Vrindavan, he saw the coward boys are challenging each other with Krishna. Mother Mangal saying, I'm more stronger than you. And Sridham comes, he said, you're not rich. I'm more rich than you because my father has 1,100,000 cows. Your father only has 900,000 cows, so I'm more rich. Seeing all this argument and a very chivalry way of talking, Durvasa Muni could not control himself. He said, this is the absolute truth. How can I understand that these people are really like he was disturbed that they are not really respecting him as the absolute truth, origin of all. So he sat down. That time Krishna and Sri Ram comes on his two sides, and they are asking that, oh, who, yesterday I won, today who is going to win in the game? Oh Baba, please tell me. Then the other Krishna says, he's lying, I won. And then Durvasa went again, oh my God, who is speaking lying, who is truth speaking? Is the Supreme Absolute Truth? And this boy said, no, Krishna is lying. So Durvasa closed his eye. When he closed his eye, he opened his eye, he found himself in the stomach of Krishna. Then he traveled for million years. He traveled from universe after universe after universe. Then he, one point he thought, how did he start it, this traveling? Then he opened his eye, he found himself and Krishna and Sudama still sitting there. Oh, this Baba doesn't know anything, let's go. So Jiva Goswami says, Durvasa witnessed himself in his own writing that there in the spiritual world there is no beginning and end of time. When is beginning, when is ending, because nobody can see the time. But at the same time, the Krishna creates this time. So when that time manifests in the material world, it comes in two. Sripad Dhanavir Maharaj has also explained on the Surya Siddhanta of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhagur that it manifests in the Sargiya Kal and Parthiva Kal. Sargiya means the heavenly. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada translates also that heavenly destiny is like a immortal. It says immortal, Prabhupada translates immortal, means there is no death. But in heaven also death. But compared to our, it's like almost long, long, long time. So this is divided into two by the past, and then again divided by three, as you said, past, present, future. But in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, I think it's very interesting, where Lord Krishna display the universal form to Arjuna, and one aspect Srila Prabhupada gives, I think 34 verses and all this, very nicely Prabhupada put it that how Kala Rupa, he put it, the Kala Rupa, the form of time form, how do you say Kala Rupa, form of time or time form, is a one aspect of universal form which causes so much fear to the demons. So they came to conclusion that because it's causing so much fear, God has no form. So it's like a Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes that a scary cat scaring the little rat, and the rat closes his eye. No, you don't exist. You don't exist. I don't believe you exist. So Arjuna saw, Prabhupada writes, Arjuna saw all the demons are running away. Arjuna saw, it's like, wow, and all the demigods are bowing down. It's the same color form, the time form. But everybody coming to their conclusion by seeing that form.
Yes, I was also remembering how Durvasa Muni, time acted differently on him when he had offended Maharaj Ambarish. And Krishna made some special arrangement that he could travel within the universe and outside the universe and return in a space of 1 year. And, you know, if one analyzed according to material science, that would be impossible. But in reality, he was able to make all this traveling by Krishna's arrangement. So time is, again, indicated as controlled by Krishna.
Kanta Prabhupada says it's 792,000 miles from here. Yeah. I don't know where that means here, he says. From here to hell, 792,000 miles, Prabhupada translates. But he says it's like a few moments. And Prabhupada writes, the scientist is still looking for it. And the Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur give comment, but the soul that taken from here to the hell, he feels is never ending.
Yes. Yeah,
so
that's,
both exist.
The suffering that comes from hellish conditions seems to never end. So I have to cut short here. I have to run for another appointment. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much.